From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is urging Congress to review his budget proposal carefully. His priorities include education, major changes in health care, and money for clean energy projects.
These investments are not a wish list of priorities that I picked out of thin air. They're a central part of a comprehensive strategy to grow this economy by attacking the very problems that have dragged it down for too long.
But there's increasing worry about the size of the growing federal deficit. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has released new figures on the federal budget. It shows trillions of dollars in deficits over the next decade. NPR's Kathy Shaw reports.
This year, the government is expected to go $1.8 trillion into the red, and over 10 years, $9.3 trillion. It's more than the White House predicted, and more than many Republicans think is acceptable. Senator Judd Gray called the numbers staggering. He's the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee.
It just doesn't work, and what you're guaranteeing is that our kids are going to get a country that they can't afford and that's probably bankrupt.
But White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said the president's plans could stay on track.
The president remains confident that we can pass the budget that he sent up, making the critical investments that we need, and we'll have success not just on this, but on other legislative initiatives this year.
The deficit projections are based on the president's proposal. Congressional Democrats are set to unveil their own budget next week. Kathy Shaw, NPR News, Washington.
North Korea says its authorities are investigating two American female journalists. State media say the pair was detained on Tuesday for illegally crossing into North Korea over its border with China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Neither Washington nor Pyongyang has confirmed the women's identities, but they're believed to be Lisa Ling and Yuna Kim, who were reporting for the internet media outlet Current TV. U.S. State Department spokesman Robert Wood said that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was on the case and that the U.S. was engaging in intensive diplomacy to free the pair. Ling and Kim had visited Christian activists in South Korea for advice on reporting on North Korean refugees in China. They were filming North Korea along the Tumen River that divides the two countries when North Korean soldiers seized them. Cameraman Mitch Koss and a Chinese guide evaded the soldiers but were caught by Chinese police. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The supreme leader in Iran isn't happy with yesterday's gesture from President Obama. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran does not see any change in U.S. policy toward his government. He says the president relies on different words, but the United States is still putting Iran under sanctions, and the United States is still criticizing Iran. He says Washington should stop interfering in the affairs of other countries. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Two astronauts aboard the space shuttle Discovery are preparing for a spacewalk. Steve Swanson and Joseph Acaba will do some chores outside the International Space Station. Earlier this week, astronauts unfurled a solar panel that gives the space station a boost in power. That will allow space agencies around the world to send more scientists into space. The director of the Illinois State Police has resigned. Larry Trent is the latest of several top Illinois government officials to leave since Governor Rod Blagojevich was removed from office in January. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Illinois State Police Director Larry Trent is a decorated Vietnam veteran who spent 22 years working his way up the ranks of the department before being named director in 2003 by then-Governor Rod Blagojevich. No reason was given for the sudden resignation. The state police issued a brief statement in which Trent says it is time for a change, to do something else, and spend more time with family. Illinois Democratic Governor Pat Quinn says a new director will be named soon. Quinn has been slowly removing several top state officials left over from the administration of Blagojevich, who was impeached and removed from office in January following his arrest on political corruption charges. Trent did face criticism this week for failing to enforce thousands of orders to expunge or seal the criminal records of reformed ex-offenders. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Puerto Rico's former governor has been found not guilty of several corruption charges. Anibal Acevedo Vila had been charged by the federal government with scheming with a dozen other people to pay off more than $500,000 in campaign debt. A federal jury in San Juan, Puerto Rico, has since cleared him of 9 counts. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.